Anita. Okay. My name is Nosizi Dube. I come from Kenya, born and raised in Kenya. I come from a community known as Shona. It was previously stateless. Shona people originated from Zimbabwe. They moved to Kenya during the colonial period as missionaries. So once they settled in Kenya after independence, institutions were formed and they were not considered as part of the indigenous communities of Kenya, and that's how they were stateless. I was born in the year 2000. I was born at home. My parents were stateless. When you're stateless, you don't have the legal document, the identity card. So she couldn't access medical services. There is that vaccine that's usually administered at birth. It's known as the BCG. In Kenya, it's usually given on the left hand. It leaves a small mark. Actually, that's part of the identification of Kenyans. I didn't get the chance to receive it because my parents could not give birth to me at home, at the hospital. In the year 2013, I was in class 7 in primary school. At that time, I was required to register for my final exams in primary school, myself and other colleagues. For you to register, you are required to produce a birth certificate for it to facilitate you to do the final exams. I did not have it. My fellow colleagues from the Shona community did not have it at that time. So most of the kids just decided to drop out of school because it's like, how are we going to proceed about this? It's a single document, but it had the power to determine your destiny. So 99% of the kids from my community dropped out of school. But I'm that one person who believed in the power of education. I felt like education is part of my soul. If I lose it, I lose a part of my soul. So for me, at that time, I did not drop out. I just continued. But we were lucky. I can say lucky because as a stateless person, you just live by luck. We were lucky by that time. Other Kenyan children had issues with their birth certificate. So the government of Kenya provided an alternative that you don't have to use a birth certificate. Use a clinic card. Personally, I don't even have a clinic card. I was born at home. But I just had to use other means. I got the clinic card. I registered. I completed my primary school in 2014. I could not proceed in going to high school. Again, I was required to produce a birth certificate. I didn't have it. My parents could also not apply for bursary. In Kenya, there's that bursary that helps you at least subsidize the secondary fee. She couldn't because she didn't have the voter's card. So what means my education was supposed to stop there. I loved education and I believe in the power of education to like bring change and help me like get a seat at the table.
Especially as a young woman.
Exactly, as a young woman. So I just decided to repeat again in another year in primary school. I went back to the same school, even the teachers did not understand why I went back, but I went back to the same school. And then it happened, there's a time in August, we had like a book harvesting ceremony in the school. And then the member of parliament was like the guest of honor. So like the head teacher got like the chance to just explain my situation. And that is the time the member of parliament offered me a scholarship to go to high school. So in the year 2015, that's when I completed my second year and I went to high school. This time I have a scholarship. But again, I still didn't have the document for me to join high school, considering all the struggles I had put through. So we just like talked to the principal and then I lied a bit that my birth certificate is being processed and once it's ready, we'll give it to the school. And that's how I enrolled. In the year 20, first of all, when I was in my first year in high school, I was a top performer. There was an opportunity to go for an exchange program in the United States. And I was among the people who were selected for it because of my top performance. But I just went to my teacher and just exempted myself from the list. I didn't explain to him because I found like it will be complicated for me to explain to him I don't have documents, because for him he understood I'm like, I was born in Kenya, so I should have all the documents. At that time, I just withdrew myself from the list. Come 2017, I was required now to register for the final exams in high school. I still didn't have the birth certificate. At that time, I just had like to use other means for me to just find the birth certificate. And because for me, I just loved education. So considering all the struggles that I've come through all the way, I just had to find means, and I got an illegal one, birth certificate, and I registered. But in 2019, we thank the Kenyan government. That's the time after the Makonde people were given nationality, and now there are conversations to grant the Shona community nationality through UNHCR and Kenya Human Rights Commission. In 2019, we were still not given the nationality, but the Kenyan government helped us, those who are still in school, to access legal birth certificate. And that's the time I got my first legal certificate.
You were
birth certificate. I was 17 years old. That's the first time I got my birth certificate. So in 2020, after a lot of advocacy and a lot of goodwill by the Kenyan government, the Shona people were granted nationality on 12 December 2020.
How did that feel?
It was a very life-changing moment because for me, I felt like it's the chains of statelessness have been broken, because I felt like I'm included in the world where I can fully participate. I can fully engage without like feeling limited, because all the struggles I've gone through because of limitations of birth certificate in my young age, it was a very delightful moment for me and for my fellow community people.
Nosizi, thank you for sharing.